Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, foodies, welcome to the Master Chef After Show, where 14 chefs go down to 12 chefs in the good, the bad, and the disgusting, awful. Let's start the buzz.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The oldie but goodie, it never gets.
Me and the rest of my heathens. Wow. Welcome to the Master Chef. Welcome to the Master Chef After Show. I love when Robin is here. Sorry we're a little late. Robin was late. She got stuck in traffic.
Glass.
I put her on glass, but I made her brownies, so she's going to love me anyways. Hey, guys. I am Maria Provenzano. You can find me at Maria Provenzano on Twitter, and all of my information, including, well, sort of, the recipe for I made some brownies, but I experimented with these. But if you want a good brownie recipe, I have one on my website, fromscratchwithmaria.com. All of it is on Twitter. And I am with one of my favorite humans that exists ever on Earth. She makes me happy every time
She's
I see
so
her.
Sweet.
The beautiful Robin McSweeney.
Hey, it's your girl Robin with the V here. Little tardy for the party, but to add to what Maria was saying, these brownies are bomb.com, so you definitely need to head over to her website because there's an extra little special ingredient that makes these so good. Anyways, you can find me at B Stays Busy anywhere and everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere. And she does stay busy. This girl can sing. She can do it all.
She's trying to make me feel better since she put me on blast.
I did put you on blast. But you know what? If you're going to be late, you're going to be put on blast.
I know. This is true.
Anyway, so Master Chef. I liked this one. It was kind of gross, but I kind of liked it.
It was kind of gross, but it was super interesting. We're getting attacked by insects. Sorry.
We are going
to
attack by insects.
We have to protect the brownies.
Yeah, I know. There is some random insect. Oh, and no more insect. All right, guys. So the good, the bad, and the awful. So I looked up awful. It's spelled O-F-F-A-L. So it's apparently like organs.
Yeah.
Obviously from what happened in the show, but that's what
exactly.
The show was called. And 14 chefs went down to 12.
I know. That was really surprising, which we'll get into a little later. I was a little upset at first, but I'll share that later.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to hear this then. Yeah, so this was, I thought it was a really interesting episode. So they have, you know, Chef Edward Lee. He's a Kentucky chef.
Yes.
Coming in.
It's
so I thought it was kind of like his style, Asian meets Southern. Interesting, right?
Yeah, and his style of fashion was very interesting as well.
And you know, yeah, what? You didn't like it?
I don't know how I felt. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I was just, it just stuck out.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me thinks that Robin did not like it, but that's okay.
No, you know, I would say if I didn't like
it. It was just
something.
Interesting. Okay, I'll take that. but they did announce in this one that the winner is set to go on the MasterChef cruise.
Guaranteed spot.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about them revealing that now when it's
the
top 14?
It gives people that sort of, you know, push
momentum.
To, I think, work hard. But you know what? Cruises kind of freaked me out lately. Do you like cruises?
I love cruises. I just went on one in January at the time of my life. But before that, when I kept seeing all the bad stuff that was happening, I was a little weary. You just got to stay. Don't go to the ones you've never heard of.
Okay.
That stuff was happening on a lot of cruise ships that I had never heard of.
I thought it happened on a lot that were popular. But
don't say that out loud. Cruises are great, everybody.
Just, you know, especially I think the MasterChef one, they probably have everything in line and probably have really great food.
The amazing part about that is normally there's some good food on cruise ships and then there's some that's just kind of like buffet style and you get tired of it after a while. So to be on one for MasterChef, there's no excuse.
Exactly.
Everything I eat should be like creme de la creme.
Should be exactly that. Gourmet.
Yes.
Best of the best. Like,
I'd be intrigued
point.
To go, but I mean, a weekend cruise. I'm not trying to be
I would
on there
be
for
so
10
fat.
Days.
I would be so fat. At cruises, you want to be in a swimsuit. I would be so
That's
fat.
That's why it needs to be, like, maybe 4 days. No,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Hopefully.
Maybe they have a few healthy nights.
I haven't checked that one out yet to see how long it is.
Yeah, so we started out with the mystery box challenge, which I liked because it was, you know, $20 to make a good, wholesome, healthy, nutritious meal for a family of four.
I think
which
it was super relatable.
Super relatable. And
especially
I loved,
when you're from L.A. and everything is super expensive.
Well, that's what Brandy says, isn't it? She goes, and these are L.A. prices, and she ended up with 19. I don't know. I've been liking her lately. But, yeah, so $20 to feed a family of four, and then they set it up so it was just like an average American grocery store, and the winning dish, which I thought was really cool, is going to be featured in Family Circle magazine, which reaches over 16
million readers
a month.
Every month. That's amazing.
Yeah. And Diamond had like a little moment which I thought was really cute. She's like, this is what I live for, is to inspire people to cook. So I thought that was a great prize.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And what do you think? Would you be able to
do
it? Do you think you can budget like that?
I mean, I think I can budget, but cooking on a budget, college style versus cooking on a budget, gourmet style, I've never tried that. I mean, anyone can make a chicken dish, but all of these dishes looked so good.
I was actually very impressed.
Especially Chef Lee's. Like, his was so amazing.
Well, the thing also was, because so he did, that was their mystery box, was that they had $20 that was in the box. So then they go and get all their stuff from the, the grocery store. And it have to be under $20. And the goal is to stretch it, to elevate it.
Right.
And then Chef Lee is in there, in the trenches with him, which
right.
I thought, I love when they do that.
I do, too, because that means you're not, holier than thou. That lets you,
that
shows that you really have the capacity to do everything that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You started from the bottom. You're here now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm human. I was there once before.
Right.
I like that type of showcase that we get from our guest chefs.
I like that too, because, I think it's easier to be in a kitchen that It's like you watch all of these competition shows and it's difficult. It's like it's so funny, actors, we talk about, the hardest part is the audition, is, that competition part. Once you have the job, you're all happy. You're
exactly.
fat and happy, and you can, take your time. But I think that would be very difficult. So
plus,
I always
get tired of, just Christina sitting back watching over your shoulders. Every once in a while, we have Chef Ramsey kind of partake or show a little masterclass. But it's good to have a chef actually cooking with you.
I like that. And I like that he cooked shrimp. So that he cooked, it was green, curry shrimp. Yeah. And, I don't honestly cook with curry much, do you?
No, I
don't.
But
I love it.
And I'm not always quick to eat curry because everyone's curry is different.
That's true.
So I have a love-hate relationship with curry. I've had some amazing curry, but I can't assume that every time I have curry, it's going to taste that amazing. Sometimes it's way too spicy where there's no flavor, or to have that good combination.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be really over time. Like, it takes a long time to cook a curry dish to establish
flavor.
Marinate
for a little bit.
So I was surprised that we had seen this twice in this episode. This first time with Chef Lee and then the second round with Katie. But yeah, that curry in a competition, what we've heard previously in the show and competitions, that the curry needs time.
So I guess that's just talent, right?
Apparently,
there.
Mm-hmm. Curry cooks faster in Chef Lee's pan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call curry. I cook curry.
Yeah. So we see.
Shout out to my cousin Vinny right there.
Yes.
Hey.
It was. You caught that. So do you know what we're talking about, Robin?
No.
Okay. So my cousin Vinny. That you know what I just watched? So James, our voice of God.
Talk to me.
I know. So, yeah, I'm explaining to people who, like Robin or people watching who, if they maybe haven't seen My Cousin Vinny, it's, you need to watch it this weekend.
No,
but anyways, he's in a courtroom and talking to someone who, whatever, he says, no self-respecting Southerner makes instant grits. And so this guy thought that this thing happened in 5 minutes, but he's like, it took you 20 minutes to make your grits. He goes, no, and he goes, do the laws of physics cease to exist on your stove? So that's what James and I are talking about. And anybody watching who likes that movie is laughing, and
yes.
Robin's not.
I'm just a little challenged on that one, but it's okay, because I know what you're going to be talking about.
I'm going to tweet this out. I'm going to find a clip of it and tweet it out. Right, James?
Definitely.
Yeah,
okay. I'm like,
but
James, don't leave us hanging.
He did catch that. You caught that. I loved that.
Oh, wait. I have a little extra tidbit from last week.
Yes.
I spoke with Manny. We messaged each other on Twitter.
Yay.
And remember, we were talking about Gordon driving the plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was definitely, I mean, driving. I keep saying driving, even though it's in the air, it's flying, everybody. He was definitely not flying the plane.
I knew it.
Manny.
Oh, that's so funny.
Manny is so good for spilling the tea. He keeps the tea hot. All the gossip, oh, the juice, he's good for it.
You guys heard it here first on AfterBuzz that Chef Gordon Ramsay was not flying the airplane that made it look like he was flying it into.
But that just means we're going to question everything that they give us.
I could totally tell. I called that out. I said it was green screen.
I was wondering too. I don't. What was it? Green screen?
It looked green screen. Well, whatever they did. It made it look like he was flying the plane.
So shout out to Manny for the tea. Keep the tea coming, honey. Pinkies up. Yes, we
that
love
is
the gossip.
Hilarious, by the way. Oh my god. You know what I think would make me nervous is in this competition, how Gordon Ramsay and Christina walk around and they are watching you and kind of hovering. So that was kind of
I would constantly be sweating throughout this entire competition with that alone.
Yeah. So some of the ones that, we see Brandy, she has a cast iron seared chicken thigh over a red pepper arugula citrus salad, jeez, and fried green tomatoes. And I love that she says she loves putting fat into everything.
Yeah, she says she cooks with meat fat.
That's the way to get flavor into anything, though. Seriously. You want good flavor, you cook up some bacon in the bottom of a pan and remove the bacon, keep all the fat, add your onions and do whatever, and then that creates amazingness.
I was literally going to say that word. Get out of my head.
It's like one of mine. We're sisters.
We are.
You wouldn't
know
this, but we are.
Her dish looked amazing.
I thought it was beautiful.
Very hearty.
It did. And I loved the fried. I love fried green tomatoes. I went
that
to school
I have
in the
not
South.
Tried yet.
So
I've been trying to try it, and
it's
every
hard
time
to get good ones, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to school in the South, and they had some really good fried green tomatoes down there. Yeah. Really, really good.
And she had a dollar to spare.
And she had a dollar to spare, and I love that. And so then Eric, who was used to cooking for a lot of people as well, did chicken too. And chicken's a smart thing to cook because, it's really inexpensive. I love that she did the thighs. I love chicken thighs better than chicken.
That has more flavor.
Yeah. Dark meat does. It's just,
No, I'm just playing.
You know what? It's the truth. And, at Thanksgiving, are you a dark meat or white meat person at Thanksgiving?
I do a little bit of both. Well, I try not to discriminate. You know I love my white chocolate. But I try not to discriminate. But I do find that the dark chocolate has more flavor.
The dark meat.
The dark meat has more flavor. But when I have, chicken breast, I'm constantly putting more gravy or
the sauce and things
any
like
type
that.
Of sauce. I want to juice it up.
True. I guess if you really want to highlight the gravy or something like that, you choose the breast. But I am a dark. I grew up with an Italian family. My Italian grandfather, he by the way, would eat all the gross stuff that is in this. It's not
really?
A big deal. Oh, yeah. He would make tripe and chicken liver and all sweetbread. Yeah. He loves sweetbreads. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll get there.
Not the real sweetbreads, obviously. No,
exactly. So anyways, chicken was, a topic of conversation. Eric did it with some pesto, which I love pesto.
Which I heard his pesto was amazing. I wanted to try it so bad.
I love pesto. It's such a good way to incorporate really great flavor in a really easy way.
Right.
Because herbs, garlic, a lot of acidity, which they said Brandy was missing, and she made a gastrique and put it on there, which I'm like, how did that not add acidity? It's a vinegar and sugar. She might have just made it too sweet.
Yeah,
it's possible. And then another thing that kind of stuck out was DeAndre made a pork meatball pho, and I thought that was interesting. They seemed pretty impressed by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his one. That was something positive.
Yeah. But then at the end of it, Sean really came out with his trout. I know this is a French way to say this, but it's like
almondine. It was almondine.
Yeah, because it has almonds. It's a French dish. It's basically fish cooked in butter and then wax beans in a fish broth. And even looking at it, the critique was that the skin needs to be crispier. Couldn't you tell?
It did look a little limp.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. But when she, forked it, it kind of...
Limp and fork.
I'm sorry.
That is why we... Yeah. Thank you, James. This is why I love Rafa.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what was interesting is, he really had... this was a good win. He didn't even have to compete.
It looked really good. The presentation was really nice,
but the fact that he won, this was a good time to win. Because he didn't even have to compete in, the actual competition. And then, that was his major advantage.
Right, right.
And then he got to delegate who got all this gross food. So Gordon Ramsay and Chef Lee come out with... First of all, plates with their faces on it, and then all this gross stuff.
Wait, let me go through the cuts,
please,
okay?
Please.
So we had lamb kidneys. We had pig trite, which is the stomach lining. Stomach lining. Tasty. Cow cheek, chicken liver, cow sweetbreads, which is the organ meat from the thymus gland and pancreas. Okay. Lamb tongue. Chicken oysters,
which is part of the back, like an area in like the by the backbone,
by the by the thigh.
Behind
the thigh. Okay, which is like a tender, supposed to be tender.
I mean, that was the easiest one out of all of them,
right? Which fell flat. Lamb heart, pig tail, pig ears, chicken feet, and bull testes.
Bull testes. I literally was writing my notes, and I had to think about. I'm like, how do you spell testicles?
No,
like,
you didn't.
I was like, no, you didn't. Yeah, I was like, C A L. Oh man. So bad. It's who
needs,
spell check.
No one needs to know how
it
to spell that.
It did not fix it in my... It did
they
not
were hating.
Fix it.
And
they
were hating because I was trying to spell text. So heavy.
They looked gnarly.
They look freaking... Oh my gosh.
Full disclosure, I don't think I could have cooked any of these things. I would have just fried something.
I feel like frying... I think frying would have helped a lot of these cooks that were in the bottom three.
Well, exactly. But what stuck out to me was Nathan. He had cooked everything. He's like,
I've made all of them.
Everything.
And then his little joke, and he's like, testicles is the best part. In my notes, I have that little emoji like, I was saying, are you making a joke? Are you talking about your preference? I see you with your little
making
humor.
Making a statement. His there's subtext and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
But I was definitely surprised and impressed that he had cooked with all of these cuts.
Would you have ever expected that?
I would have loved to hear him elaborate a little more. I know he said he did a lot of traveling and everything, but I would have loved to hear, like, oh, I cooked bull testicles here when I was...
I feel like, as a viewer, I was sitting there just, like, hanging.
Like, I was like, where,
how did they
when,
not
how?
Elaborate on that?
They should have.
We need to see if we can interview him.
Yes, we need answers.
Like, yeah.
Nathan...
I know.
Manny.
Fried green tomatoes are so good.
Manny.
Yes, Christopher, they are so good. And do you have a recipe? Because I have not tried making them myself. Actually, I should start doing that. You should just call me over
and then we can just have a little whole production.
That sounds good.
Okay?
Yes. I love fried green
tomatoes.
Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned. Yeah, we'll definitely tweet that one out. But yeah, that was hilarious. And so they had 45 minutes to make a dish. And they really gave them creative freedom.
There was no style
they had to stick with or whatever.
Which was
it was
good.
Just like, here are some gross things, cook them.
Which was fair because... I don't think that's fair if you haven't cooked with anything for them to be put in a place in a little box as far as how they should cook it. So that was
I'm like nauseous thinking about it a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little.
Know. And I mean, and to be honest, if you travel the world, which I cannot say I've traveled the world, but, you know, I watch Anthony Bourdain a lot. And do you watch
Anthony? Travel vicariously?
Not anywhere. Not like out of the country.
Through him.
Oh, for hit through him, yeah. Anthony Bourdain. But I don't get to eat the food, but watching him is so interesting because he'll eat anything. And
he
that's
really
what
will.
Like what I thought about when I was watching this. I'm like, it would be so helpful to people who had traveled, like Katie said she traveled, that's how she knew about curry. But yeah, so that was interesting to me. So yeah, 45 minutes to make a dish. Did anybody stick out to you that was like good, bad, indifferent?
I was interested. I love me some Tenoria.
I love her.
The fact that she's like, I'm gonna fry them.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in that. I was like, okay, that should be good. I thought she was going to have a better dish out of everyone, but it was still good, I guess.
Yeah. And actually, it was kind of like a lighter dish than things that she had done. And she didn't batter and fry. She just, I believe it looked like she just fried.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like I don't know what I would do with pig ears. So
I would try to make them as crispy as possible.
But the note when they were tasting hers was that it should be as thin as possible as well.
So she should have like chopped it up a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So then it would have been like bacon bits on the salad.
Yeah, so she did a kale and bacon bean. Oh my gosh. And black eyed peas salad with an apricot vinaigrette. So that was an interesting like apricot. Pork, I get that.
I don't, but yeah.
I think fruit with pork works. Like, you know, you can do pork with apple. It's always really good. Do you know? You're like, sure.
Tell me.
My dad makes like an apple chutney.
Mm-hmm.
Like ground pork burgers.
Mm-hmm. So, that sounds amazing.
It's so good. Like, there's like chunks of apple. And, like, he makes the patties with the chunks of apple in it. So when you grill.
Oh, wow.
That sounds good. And now that I think about it, being on set, I did have like a pork chop with some kind of pear.
Yeah, so sauce. Fruit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's so savory and it's meaty. And so to kind of counterbalance that is like the sweet and, you know, kind of like tannic, you know.
Mm, tastes good. Yeah, I mean,
so,
sounds good.
So pork and fruit.
But Alejandro, his I thought was going to be really good. I thought so he was
too.
Adding these flavors. It was bright.
He was working with wine.
And he was working with chicken oysters. Like, I've had that in a restaurant before.
I have never had it. Is it good?
I didn't hate it. Okay. I didn't love it. Because at first I was like, what the hell is this? I didn't even know what it was. Okay. I just heard oysters. I love raw oysters. Oh, and then chicken. So I was like, what are we doing here? And they were fried, but I dunked it in ranch. So ranch will make anything good. If I'm not sure what it
so
is.
So that's what they should be doing in the show? All the chefs should just put ranch. A side of ranch on everything. They'll
bring
they'll
the
win.
Ranch. But I seriously thought his dish was going to be really good.
And when it came to, like, his presentation, I actually wasn't super wowed by it.
He just threw them on there. Like, the presentation more was the plantain and the guacamole.
Yeah.
And then he just said, bloop.
Yeah, that's kind of, and they were under seasoned as well. And then, so a couple things while they were walking around. DeAndre was falling apart. He scorched his parsnip puree. Lord, help me, I can't talk.
But he was so confident.
He was
talking, like, he was. Big talk.
He was.
And I really wanted, I really wanted for him to do well.
But he has been falling apart, I feel like, this whole time, though. Don't you think?
He absolutely has.
Yeah.
To the point where I forgot about the mystery box challenge.
Oh, yeah, where he
did decent. I didn't realize that he did decent because I was just like, okay, DeAndre.
Yeah, so I think he definitely, obviously, if he's gotten to this point, has it in him. But, yeah, he was kind of falling apart.
It sounded like it was going to be good had all of the elements come together appropriately. Sound like it was going to be really good.
Yeah.
Just listening him explain it, I was like, okay.
Yeah, working with a pressure cooker
and
all of that.
And his caviar.
It was just...
Were you mad at him for calling that caviar?
I wasn't mad, but, like, I mean, caviar. Do you like
caviar?
You can't
just throw that name on anything.
Right, no. You can't put it on there just because there's, like, small little round bits. I mean... Good Lord. It's like you could put salt on something. Salt caviar. Like, no, it's not going to happen. Do you like caviar, though?
I don't hate it.
Oh, my God. I love caviar.
I haven't had it in the right context, I think.
Oh, caviar on deviled eggs is my jam.
That's what I need to try. Yes. And I haven't tried the right deviled eggs yet. I'm not going to try them because I want to try the best.
Oh, my gosh. I should make you. Deviled eggs are easy to make. If anybody watching, like, if you make deviled eggs, let us know. I like spicy deviled eggs, too. Not with caviar. I don't like the spice with caviar, but... Anyways, I digress. When it comes to the tasting, we see... I love that you're eating the brownie.
Yeah.
Eric. So kind of highlighting some of the people. Eric had chicken foot Madeira over roasted garlic mashed potatoes. So
and snap peas.
And snap peas, yeah. So he cooked it with Madeira wine. Am I saying that right? Madeira wine? Mm-hmm. And I honestly have never cooked with it, but... I know it's in a lot of chefs love it, and I think it adds a really great depth of flavor. But what was funny to me is he was trying to take the skin off the chicken foot.
AKA the membrane.
Membrane.
I was confused by that. Why was he calling it the membrane? Because it was just extra.
I think it probably looks like it. It's like
it was
gross.
Just extra... I'm sorry.
But that's... it's skin. I mean, chicken skin, obviously.
It can be a little loose.
But chicken skin can be really good. Like, you make it really crispy if you have a chicken breast.
Oh,
really...
I love chicken skin when it's crispy.
Yes. So that was basically what he could have accomplished because it was all skin. You know what I mean? So if he had, like, the right temperature.
Right.
You know what I mean? He could have
fried it. And the nails. Just
but
the claws.
Nails.
Sorry. I don't know. Sounds more gross if you say claws.
I'm just like, how do you know? I wouldn't have known what to do. But, I mean, like, file
it must have been hard to do because he was having a hard time with the skin. I saw him, like, struggling with the feet.
Yeah.
So maybe you could just rip them off.
I mean, I have no idea. But
you have a knife. Do you think he would have gotten points taken off if he would have just, like, chopped off the tips of, you know, like...
I have no idea. I've never worked with chicken feet.
He should have made, like, chicken feet french fries, you
know?
Oh,
yeah,
like,
there you go. French.
Okay.
Oh, chicken, like, chicken, fried like, chicken and fries. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And, like, shoestring, like, really small.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting. I don't know if you can cut them up that much. But and then DeAndre had the braised lamb tongue with mustard seed caviar, and the plate looked like Silence of the Lambs, which grossed me out. And then they both spit it out. Gordon Ramsay made him taste it, and then they both spit it out.
It just sucks because he believed that it was okay. Yeah. He was like, it's tender, it tastes good, which leads me to believe that he tasted his own.
Right.
So how did it taste good before you brought it up? And then when Chef Ramsay made you taste it, yeah, all of a sudden, what happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
I think he was probably just trying to maybe build it up. I don't know. I feel like one thing that I thought about watching the show, because, you know, I think when the judges are watching them, they watch your mannerisms and they kind of know if you're falling apart or not. And I think that really affects whether or not you end up in the bottom. Like, who's the guy from Vegas?
Sean?
David?
He got really upset.
Yeah, poker player. So David. You saw in this one, I think when it's like a really big, difficult challenge, he's under the radar. So he has his poker face on. He doesn't go, oh, I'm so good. And if you struggle, you don't know. But the people who struggle, they always end up at the bottom because the chefs, the judges see it. So I think
they're on top of that.
I think the way DeAndre, oh my gosh, is trying to play it is like, I think he was trying to be like, oh, this is good. So they didn't, you know, he was kind of building it up. He couldn't hide this one, though.
No.
Yeah.
And from the gate, Chef Ramsay was not having it. He was like, this looks atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
Atrocious.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad immediately. I mean, because that means with his sauce that he burned, it wouldn't have mattered.
No, it wouldn't have mattered.
Right?
Well, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to cook the meat properly. And that's what the problem was.
Which we saw with the tripe. The pig tripe.
Yeah, pig tripe. Well, that was, yeah, Diana, who went last, she did a tripe menudo.
Yeah, tripe menudo with corn and jalapeno.
Mm-hmm, which is a Mexican dish. And basically, she just tried to mince it up and hide it. Because she was doing the pressure cooker too.
He was looking for it.
We both
that
just
was a big
we
swallow.
And it's been.
It was like
we both got that. Yeah, but the one I think
I would have tried to fry that.
There was two that stuck out to me that didn't end up in the bottom or in the top, but Dan, who did the bull testicles,
yeah, his looked
deep
really
fried
good.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Did you see
on
how much those things shrunk? I'm sorry, but they went from like this.
He chopped them down. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if he cut them or what, but yeah, they went from some big balls.
But he had to
some
use all of it. He couldn't just like use some and then discard some.
Really? You have to use all of it? I don't know. That was interesting, though.
I'm thinking Hell's Kitchen because he wouldn't have it in Hell's Kitchen. You have to use all of your stuff. You're wasting it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that would be an interesting. We should tweet him.
It looks good, though.
You know, it did.
I've never went to taste testicles so bad in my life.
I would totally do it. Would you do it?
With that dip?
Yeah, the dip looked good.
I love sauce.
I do, too. I'm a sauce person. I know, but it was interesting.
You did a really good job. What was it? Rocky Mountain oysters with peppers, onions, and vinaigrette?
Mm-hmm. And I love just peppers and onions cooked down. I make that a lot. It's so good.
Yeah, I did see him sauteing that, and I was worried. I was like, is he just going to stick them on top of that?
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't sure either. But
I didn't know where he was going.
Yeah, he actually did a decent job, and sauces can really change that. But then Nathan, our boy who likes balls,
yes,
made a barbecue pork tail sandwich with a Cajun bacon potato salad, and they said the flavor was good. The tail needed more shredding. So that's
it's a family show,
really.
Maria.
Well, you know, I'm just saying what they said. I'm just saying. But anyway, so I thought that actually sounded interesting.
It looked so good.
He was very confident.
He was. And obviously, I mean, he got good notes.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like Chef Ramsay was a little annoyed at the end, like, it needs more shredding. Gosh.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, give him a break. You know you like it.
And to be honest, it was creative.
It was very creative.
And so I was impressed by that. And then Katie did, like we mentioned before, did the kidney curry. So I feel like kidneys, I don't know. How do you feel about eating kidneys?
I feel like it's really weird. but I do like the fact that she spoke on being a health nut.
Yeah.
And she knows how hard the kidneys work. And so that means they were going to be really tough.
Yeah,
and she
wanted
to cook them down.
That's disgusting.
I enjoyed that, though, because I'm like, you're right. I wouldn't think that.
I would not have thought of that either.
I wouldn't have. So that means she cooked them down good enough for them to be tender for that curry.
I have a question for Robin. If you had to choose one of these, what would it be?
To cook or to eat?
Both.
Like for you to cook and me to taste?
No, for you to cook and eat.
I would do the chicken oysters.
Okay.
And or... No, that's all I'm going with. The chicken oysters. And something I would like to try...
Yeah.
I can't. Mm-mm.
You wouldn't try any of them.
Okay. Based on how they made them?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. The testicles all day.
Okay. So I will say, I think the one thing that was probably the easiest thing on here, oh my God, I have in my notes, lamb heart. They had a lamb heart on there.
We didn't get to see Andrea's.
Okay, we didn't see it, yeah.
That was
okay.
Andrea's.
But the chicken livers. Chicken livers are in a lot of things, and you can actually put them in a lot of different sausages. And
really?
Sausage is really good. I think with this, that probably would have been a difficult thing to accomplish maybe in that amount of time, and I don't know if they have... you know, the ability to use a meat grinder.
Right.
But, which actually would have been smart. If they had a meat grinder, you could ground everything up and then it wouldn't have been tough.
That's I think, what Diana was attempting to do with her menudo.
Maybe. Yeah. But anyways, a chicken liver, I think if I had to choose, I would choose those.
It's just the words, the names for me.
Yes, but I really wanted to try the
We need someone to tell us about the dishes we didn't see, because Cherry got the cow cheek, Diamond got the chicken liver. Who else did we not see? The cow sweetbreads. That was David.
The sweetbreads. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the lamb heart. Those are the ones we didn't see.
I can't imagine eating a heart,
enjoyed
though.
Seeing that.
The sweetbreads would be interesting. Like I mentioned, my grandpa Provenzano, who died at 92, would eat sweetbreads and chicken liver and cow cheek. I mean, he it wasn't something he cooked on the regular, but yeah, he would cook it. He used to own a grocery store and was a butcher. So they kept everything and they ate everything.
Oh, yeah.
So the tongue, he loved the tongue. So no, after, as he got older and he didn't work at the grocery store anymore, he didn't have it around as much. But we would be somewhere, or my parents would be shopping and like find something like that. They're like, we found some pig's feet. He's like, yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
that's his
but
stuff.
He's a Sicilian man, and a lot of times in that time growing up, you didn't waste anything. So these freak us out because we're not used to hearing them. But, oh, that's what I was going to – I digress. I was going to say that if, like, I had been a world traveler like Anthony Bourdain, these things are actually normal for people to eat. It's all about knowing how to cook them.
Right, and it's all about the culture, too, because
exactly.
If you think about down south, like, the slaves – they would only get the stuff no one else wanted.
The dark meat.
So the
things
pig
like that,
feet,
too.
The pig tongue. Mm-hmm. They love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Chitterlings. Chitterlings.
Do you like those?
No.
Okay. What?
Something as simple as eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? James, I'm so glad you said that. If I were to do the $20 challenge, I would have done eggs.
How would you have done
it? I would have poached them. I do make a really good cheesy Parmesan polenta, mm-hmm. and I do sautéed greens, and I do a beautiful poached egg on top, and you could make like a really pretty sauce to put over it or something like that. Polenta's cheap. Your cost is in your Parmesan, and eggs are
and
cheap.
And it's filling.
And it's, I mean, polenta, yes, especially if you cook it with milk. And I do half milk, and I do half stock, like veggie stock or chicken stock. I do half and half. It's on my cookbook. I'm writing a cookbook. It is on my website. But I actually have it because I'm like,
and how much would that have cost you for that dish to make it for four people?
Definitely under $20. I mean, I think the cost is the Parmesan, because that's like seven. I usually, every time I get it, like a little triangle of it, it's like $8 to $10, I think. But you don't use the whole thing.
Oh, I'm like,
but I do like me some Parmesan. But that's an Italian thing, Parmesan and polenta.
Something as simple as an egg, yeah.
And eggs. Thank you, James. James, do you cook eggs often?
It's not that I cook them often, but like to us, it's no big deal to eat them. But like my fiance's dad, he grew up on a farm and he doesn't eat them. And he was like, "Well, if you ever saw them shoot out a chicken's butt, you wouldn't eat them either." So it's just like the culture and like the things like. Caviar, like I would never eat fish eggs, like that's just gross.
Oh yeah,
like smelt eggs when I go to sushi. Mm-hmm.
I try
eggs, you know, scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, yeah, like little things that,
cultures
and differences.
Isn't that crazy? And you know, it's just the way you think about it. And I wrote an article about some of the most expensive foods in the world. And there is a certain type of caviar. It's like this white caviar that's very rare,
ooh.
And it is like thousands of dollars. Like, I think $5,000 is like the minimum price for this.
What fish is this from?
I have it in it's,
I'm curious.
If you go to mode.com, M-O-D-E.com, mm-hmm. I write on that website, and you can go to search Maria Provenzano, and I have most expensive foods in the world.
Shit.
And I have it on there. I wrote it like a couple months ago, so I don't remember the exact fish now, but I remember how expensive
it
was.
Well, I'm definitely going to it. Really quickly, Christopher. Yes. He's talking about Nathan. We were talking mm-hmm. about him traveling. He says, I want to say that since Nathan used to live in Africa, he might have picked up some mm-hmm. unusual skills as far as cooking stuff that isn't normal in North America.
I'm just guessing. That's a good guess.
No, that is. Africa.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Christopher. I don't remember hearing that. So that's
I don't
a,
either.
Yeah. Thanks, Christopher.
That's why we love After Buzzers.
I know.
It's teamwork.
It
one
is teamwork.
One team, one dream.
Yes. Teamwork makes dream work.
Africa, yeah.
I don't remember hearing that, but
we gotta get Nathan on.
We're gonna try. If you guys know him, let us know. Mm-hmm. But no, we'll tweet him out, and we'll find if he has a Twitter. We'll tweet him out. But yeah,
so
we'll just see if we can talk to him, because I think he'd be interesting. Maybe he'll spill some tea, too. Yeah. That was your term, right?
Spill the tea.
I cannot
spill
say I have heard that. But anyway, so it comes down to, actually, Katie and Eric had the best dishes. So that was, I thought, really interesting for Katie as well.
Oh, also, I don't know if we spoke on this, but Brandy got saved.
I forgot to mention that. Thank you.
Sean chose Brandy, and I know that must have been the biggest relief.
I would have been curious.
I would have been curious to see what she would have done. And I would have been curious to know what Sean would have given her had he not saved her.
Yeah, that would have been. I feel like she could have handled something. Like, I don't know. I feel like she can do almost anything.
She's good in my book.
I like her. I think her hair needs to, like, let me say, your hair, it's like, it's amazingness. It's
Wait,
like together.
You don't like hers?
No. Your curls are like, you can see the curl. Hers is just frizz.
Maybe she's just
But I think stressed. I think she's adorable, though. It works on her because of her personality, though. She has a cute personality.
This is true.
I can't imagine her with like straight
It
hair.
Is just frizz, but I feel like it's so fitting for her.
It is.
I don't know. I can't imagine her with straight hair. I can't imagine her with big curls either. I feel like I don't know. I think it's indicative of who she is and where she comes from. And
she is from the South.
And she's a teacher.
The bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Oh, okay.
You like that? Have you not heard that?
No. I was going to lie and say I have, but no.
Oh, we're learning all
but
these things
sense.
Today. Close Pouring
sense.
Tea, closer to God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to get used to tea.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, Brandy and Sean are watching from above. And then Katie and Eric had the best dishes, which, good for them.
I really agree with those.
Yeah.
I agree with those.
And then the worst dishes, Alejandro and Dana and DeAndre.
Alejandro.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah. Well, out of the three, immediately... Yeah. Who do you think was going home? Just one person out of the three.
Diana.
I thought it was going to be DeAndre.
I think they were both equal to me.
I knew it was going to be DeAndre. And when he said Diana first, I was like... Because it made it seem like that was it. And DeAndre was super relieved. Like, oh my gosh, I have another chance to prove myself. And then he's like, pump your brakes. And I was like, I thought he was going to get called first. I really wanted to see DeAndre flourish. I did. I really wanted to. But after that, I was done.
You know, he actually softened my heart a little bit in the challenge, because for the $20 challenge, because he was talking about when he came out.
Yes.
You know, he told his parents that he was gay, and then he basically had to, like, run away. He was homeless, he said, for a while. And so I just think he's overcome a lot. And
it's
so,
very inspiring.
But think about how far he came, really far, though. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who tried to be on the show, and he even got on the show, and he had stayed on there for a little while. So I think that's a big accomplishment as well. But I see where you can find the disappointment and the fact that he didn't
pull through. I'm always rooting.
Yeah.
But
I know.
It was that time.
And then, yes, so they first say Diana is sent home. And I think reasonably so. She's been struggling a lot lately. And then, wait.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. And I was actually kind of like jaw dropped. I'm like, thought my notes were over. DeAndre's going. I'm like, all right, I can stop.
Well,
typing.
You know what? I would have been pissed off is if they would have dared send Alejandro home.
I know.
I was sitting up there like, I wish you would send him home. It's gonna be problems because that's not okay. Like, Alejandro is the man.
I like
He's
him.
He's good. And he had one little mishap, which was weird because obviously he had the easiest cut. He had like the best cut that he could have done so much with. But I was really happy that they were like, okay, go home. I'm glad they didn't play around with him. You know, they make people think they're going, coming, going, coming. Just go back.
I know.
You get another chance. Instead of them just calling his name, having him step up, swallowing all hard before they decide if they're going back.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, so then Alejandro stays. Diana and DeAndre are gone. So we are down to 12 chefs. 12. I always get excited when something like that happens because I'm like, okay, we're whittling it down. And I feel like we get to see more of
the
now, chefs.
And now as we whittle it down, we get to see more, like all of the dishes. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
It's hard to showcase all of the dishes because there's a lot of home cooks to work with. But I'm excited to be able to talk about every single dish coming in the future.
Yes, I love that. So I think that brings us to our predictions. James.
Jimmy's.
There we go.
Wait, here. Let me bring it to you.
Oh.
There we go.
Now, wait, let's do it again.
Okay.
I'm not as good as you are.
I think I can only do one arm.
I know. It's like I can't do a...
One is like this.
I'm trying to look at my playback
like...
and see if I can do it.
Wait. Oh,
shoot.
Get it.
Okay.
She's so dainty.
Oh, man. Okay. Predictions.
I don't have any. So don't look over here. No.
You have to have a prediction because we saw in that there's going to be a Sweet 16 birthday party.
Oh, my God.
And it looks terrible. I'm like, oh, 16-year-olds, I would rip my hair out.
I would
Because I think
them
of,
out.
Like, how I was at 16. Lord help me.
And
but,
now these are 16-year-olds in 2016. So
exactly.
That's totally different. That's a different cloth than when we were 16.
This is true.
They're very obnoxious, and they seem very entitled. They think they know everything. They think they're grown.
You stole every word out of my mouth. Entitled is exactly it. Have a seat.
I heard the other day someone said, like, a microwave generation. And I was like, that's so perfect.
Ooh,
instant. Like, an instantaneous.
Oh, I see.
Like,
expect everything, like, at the snap
instant.
Of their fingers.
Yeah.
It's true.
Patience. They're really impatient.
Yeah, patience is a virtue. They are not...
I don't have time for
accessible
that.
...accessible to. Interesting. So, well... for my prediction, I mean, we see a falling out with Nathan and Andrea, and
oh,
I really want to see more from Andrea because she's had some really good moments, and you haven't really seen any fails on her part, so
no.
I don't know if they're going to highlight her, but I heard a lot of screaming on Nathan's part, so I don't know if he's, like, back in charge of something because
I heard
his voice and, like, all these things, and
he
then she was like,
he might have won another mystery box challenge.
Stop pushing me!
She must have smacked
like,
the crap out of him.
Scared.
Yeah, because... Andrea is spicy. That's why I love her. She's like a little junior spicy. And, you know, I'm all spicy. And I would have shook his little ass up, too.
I believe that.
Like, you need to calm down. Because that first time he was a captain, he had lost his mind. He had literally lost his mind. It was like, calm down. Stop. No. Do that. Let me know. I'm the captain. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. That would be so hard to focus if I had that energy and that voice, like, yelling 24/7.
Yeah, I can
I'm
do that.
I'm good for her. I'm glad to see she kind of stood up for herself.
I like her. I want to see more of her. So I'm hoping I think she'll stick around because I think she's good.
She is
But
good.
I want to see more of her. When they said it was going to be sweet, I was like, oh, are they doing desserts? But they're not doing desserts. I thought it was going to be desserts.
No, we'll see what it is. I'm curious. But I don't think anything's going to be wrong with those two. I don't think they're going to be in the bottom at all.
Do you have a prediction of who's going to go home next?
I would say...
We didn't see anything about Terry in this one.
Terry's not going anywhere.
I don't think so. Dan actually has been doing really well. Maybe Katie. Katie is kind of hit or miss for me.
Yeah, she did really amazing this episode
she
this
did.
Week. I really am not sure.
I know. Maybe Diamond, just because I don't know if, like, I
we
like her.
We haven't seen anything from her.
We haven't
her,
really
but,
seen anything from her, though.
But she's obviously making her way.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be a problem because that whole vegetarian thing.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah,
they
would have
put her on blast already.
I know. So you guys let us know your predictions, and we will see you next week. So, Robin, tell everybody where they can find you.
It's been amazing being with you guys tonight. I'm, again, Robin with the V McSweeney, and you can find me at B Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y. And let us know what you think.
Yes. Yes, we definitely want to know what you think. Tweet to us. Use our hashtags for AfterBuzz, and do at Maria Provenzano and at... B stays busy. It's gonna be. It was
and
down
rate
the
us on YouTube.
Screen. Yes, and
stars.
YouTube, give us a thumbs up.
iTunes
gives us the stars on iTunes. Robin's got it all. I don't even need to be here.
Oh, and shout out to Farank.
Yeah, for not and being we miss here. Frank. Frank will be here. Frank and I will be here next week. You can find me at Maria Provenzano on Twitter, and all my information will be there. And you're not going to be here next week.
No.
But Frank and I will be here next week.
You're tell everybody my business.
They're going to be excited. They're going to be looking for you.
This is true.
Christopher's going to be all mad you're not here. I'm going to be sad. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.